Shavuos Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Aleph, over here, Legabe Shavuos HaDayonim, there was a Nekuda that was mentioned where the Hoido is not Mimin HaTayna. Lashon of the Mishnah was, Im Ein Hoido Mimin HaTayna, the Aloch is Potter. What are the Protim of that? So now the Mishnah in Gimel picks that up. Litra Zov Yeshli Biodecha. Reuven was Tevei Shimon, that he owes him a certain measure of a litra of Zohov. Now the Nitva, Shimon, is maskim of a litra, but he says that it was Kesef, not Zohov. The ratio of value of Kesef and Zohov usually 1 to 25, Shtein Chazal. So we're talking about a significance discrepancy. En lecha biyadi el a litra Kesef, potter. Even though lecha is a mitzvah mikzas, it's certainly more than Shtei Kesef. I feel Aloch is potter because the Hoido is not Mimin HaTayna. It's important to note that since he speaks out the Tevea Litra Zov and the Nitva answers back Litra Kesev, they're not arguing on a dollar and cents amount. If they were arguing he is Tevea him $10 million and he is maskim to $100,000, it's okay, that's Mimin HaTayna. It's a different value. Over here we're talking about a different Mitzius. Kesev and Zov, in terms of coins, could be defined as values. I owe you, you owe me, I'm sorry, 1,000 gold coins. I owe you 1,000 silver coins. That's a value. Over here, we're talking about the thing itself, the weight. The weight, kishala atzmoy, with the difference in ratio, is a chefetz. That's like what's called, usually in the Loshna Gemara, tonu b'chitin v'hoi deloi b'soirin. It's two different things, not just the difference in value. Let's go weiter. There's subtleties in this din. Din Azov Yeshli Biyotcha. Reuven is Tevei Shimon for Din Azov. Dinner again is a coin, is a value, not a zach, not a chefetz. Ein lecha biyodi al a dinner kesef, utrisis, upundyoin, upruta, chayiv. Shakol min matbea echa. They're all different types of coin. The weight, by the way, since it's not really important really for that, some din, but the Mefarshim speak it out over here since the Mishnah is Mefarit, is that the coinage, Bimei Chazal, goes like this. This has to be spoken out whenever you meet up with these in Yonim. Prutois, the ratio of Prutois, the next size coin, is called an Isor. The Isor is 8 times bigger. There are 8 Prutois in an Isor. There are 2 Isorim in a Pundyoin. So when the Mishnah says pruta punyoin, the ratio is 1 to 16. A trisis is less common to be mentioned in Chazal because it's an interim coin. Normally, the way we measure is pruta to iser, iser to punyoin, punyoin to mo. A punyoin is a half a mo, and a mo is a sixth of a dinar, and there are 2 dinarim in a shekel, 2 shekolim in a sela, 25 slum in a mona, and that's a mona shel kesef, and there are 25 dinari kesef in a dinar zol. So it's a lot more than dinner zov. The trisis is an interim coin. It's 3 isorim. So instead of a pundyoin, which is 2 isorim, the trisis is 3 isorim. It's half that size. But the trisis doesn't go into a pundyoin. So that's why usually it's not mentioned. Akitza, the chiddush of the Mishnah, the reason why the Mishnah has to speak out all these cases is because there would be grounds to understand that we're talking about 2 different types of things. We're not talking about just the size of the coin. It's a chitin v'sairin. It's a kesef v'zov. Why? Because pruta is made out of nechayshis. So maybe we would say that a pruta, lu'uma satayna, of he said, din azov yeshli biyodecha, that's already not... That's already loy min hatayna. We're talking about nechoshes to zov. Or even if we say nechoshes to zov is too far away, but we could bring things closer. What about is dinner zov and lecha biyodi ala dinner kesef? So that maybe we would say is min hatayna, but the smaller coins, the pruta, the iser, which are made out of nechoshes, maybe that's already not min hatayna. So the Mishnah is kettle everything with all the cases. The chiyuv is on all them. Shakol min matbei echad. The discussion is not on the metal. The discussion is not on the chefetz. The discussion is on the value. Terms of value, as long as there's a hoido mishav pruta. Of course, you need to be mekayim the halacha of the discrepancy has to be of shtei kesef. exactly how to read this din, we'll be telling Rav and Shmuel that we had a Mishnah Aleph. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Kur tvua yesh li biyadecha. The teveh is teveh, a kur, an amount of tvua. Ein lecha biyodi ala lesach kitnis. Lesach is a different amount. It's actually double. A kur is shloishim sa in terms of volume of produce. A lesach is 15 sa, so it's double. The aloch is his potter. Why is he potter? Because the discussion over here is not only about volume, that you could say that's a moedim mikdos. Over here, the noise is in terms of the zach itself. Now, when he says tvua, tvua could mean different things. It can mean chitim, sa'irim, but chameshis mine dogon. But kitnis, which is beans, is not bechlau. Samel, it's lemi minataina. It's not just a discrepancy in volume, it's a different thing. Kur peiris yesh li biyodecha, the teveh is teveh peiris. Ein lecha biyodi ala lesach kitnis chayiv. Why? The Mishnah speaks it out. Shah kitnis, even though it's beans, normally peiris would make better prioates. But kitnis could also be considered. You could hear the word peiris as produce, and fruits and vegetables and beans are also bechlau. Ta'onoi chitin, this is the case that the Chazal use this terminology always when they bring out this point. Ta'anu b'chitin, v'hoi d'loi b'sa'irim. So there he was very specific. The tvia is on chitin, and he was moida on sa'irim. The difference in price is tremendous. Chitin is much more expensive. But l'maisa, there can't be a chiv shu. There's no moida mimin ataina. So the halach is potter. V'ram gamliel mechayiv. Which case does Ram Gamliel mean to argue on? L'chay is arguing on the whole thing. He's arguing on all these cases. All the cases where the Tvia and the Hoidah are loy mimin echod, the halacha will be the lamaisa to moedim mixes, because at the end of the day, his counterclaim, what he's moedon, is worth much less than the Tvia. Now, there's a point that has to be made here. When the Mishnah says on all these cases where it's loy mimin ataina, potter is the chayra inaccurate. It should say potter from a shavuas moedim mixes. But lamaisa, he is chayiv. Because he was moided that he owes him the lesser, the soirim, the kitnis, whatever the case is. Says the Gemara, famous shtickle, primarily the sugis in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hei, but it's also in other places. A famous Gemara that ta'anu b'chitin v'hoidelei b'soirin, actually, he's not only pot on the shvur because lemim min atayin, he's actually pot on the soirin as well. Why? L'chayim ed hoidah. So the Rishonim have different nuschois. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch and Peches on the Chalukim in the Rishonim and the different Shittas in this. The reason why he's part of the Sairim can be, some Rishonim said there's a Taisvis, that when Reuven is Teveh Shimon Chitin, Shimon's Moida on Sairim, it's Ki'ilu inherent in the fact that Reuven is Teveh Chitin, he's Moida, that Reuven does not owe him Sairim. He's being Moida, there's no Hoida on Sairim. So you have Reuven saying, you owe me Chitin, but you don't owe me Sairim. So Shimon's saying, no, I owe you Sairim, but I don't owe you Chitin. Samela, how can you be mechayev the nitva al pi his hoidah if there's a counter hoidah from the teveh that says exactly the opposite? You can't take money away from the nitva based on his hoidah if the teveh himself is moedah not like the nitva. One pshat. Another pshat, this is Rashi and Bava Kama, that you have to assume that if he's teveh chitin and not tzoirin, that if there was some type of claim on tzoirin, obviously on that he's willing to be meichel. It's the lesser tvia. He sees it as toffel. He'd be moida. So Mamela, even though the nitva is moida that he borrowed, that he took from him sa'irin, but lamaisa inherent in the words of the teveh, that is teveh chitna not sa'irin, we hear him that he was moichul the sa'irin, not a counter hoido, but a mechila. It's similar, but there could be chaluk in between. The third pshat is a mechudish to the pshat, but the shach, another place can bring it by richus, is the pshat of the Rama. The Rama is brought in Bava Kama, in Perek HaMeniach, in Simtes Vov, and the way he says it is that when the Teveh is Teveh Chitin without Sa'irin, the Nitvas Hoidah of Sa'irin does not have a Teikav of Hoidah, but they normally, Reuven's Teveh is something to Shimon, Shimon's Moide, yes, I stole it, I borrowed it, I broke it, okay? Hoidah's Baldin's Mechayev him. But over here, since he's only saying it, b'yachas, it's he's only sparring with the Teveh. The Teveh says, you owe me chitin. Nah, I owe you sa'irin. That's how he does baldin. Maybe all it is a shtoch back to the Teveh. So you don't hear in that a proper hoidos baldin, and memele, it has no binding power. If the nitva wants to stick with it, so then he could stick with it. But if the Nitva wants to change his mind, which is really the Nidin, the Nitva wants to backpedal on the Hoido, then you can't stick him with it because we don't look at it as a proper Hoido. Again, there's a lot of chilukim between the three shittas. That being said, when Rav Gamliel in the next halacha says mechayiv, and he says it l'chor in all the cases, mechayiv means he holds it's a moed mikzah zechiv shvur. Since you moed on something, there's a drorah over here that where they smoke this fire, like we said, and that's why there's a mechayiv of shvur's moed mikzah. However, yesh lodun that he still doesn't know the siren. What we just said as a sub-discussion, that the Oidos Baldin Lavd Afka has a toikiv, could still be true according to Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel is arguing in Hilchas Shvuas Moed B'Miktus, Lavd Afka is arguing on the Etzim Din, the Ton Uchitin, V'Hoid Loi B'Sairin, there's a Ptur also on the Sairin. It's a Bavuster raid from a Taisvis. Take a look at the Taisvis, Yomtev brings it down. Hatoyin L'Chaveri B'Kadesh Shemin, V'Hoid Loi B'Kan Kanim. Ruven is Tevea from Shimon Kadesh Shemen. Hoidele b'kankan means he was moide on the empty barrels, except that there's a difference between a kad and a kankan. A kad is a jug, usually that has in it oil. A kankan is usually just an empty jug. So he's Tevea the jug, Kadesh Shemen, with the oil, the Hoidele b'kankan on the empty jugs. Ad men oimer. It means the story, the way such a story would happen is that Reuven remembers having Shimon come to his house and carry out jugs. And Shimon says to him, they were empty. All I took was the kelim. I had my own oil. Admon Oimer, this is a mission also in Ksubis, Hoyol v'hoidloi miktsas mimin atayna yishova. There's a hoidoba miktsas here. V'chom moim menedom mimin atayna. Omer Rav Gamliel, Royani is different Amen. Rav Gamliel says, I hear the tayna of Admon. Now, l'chol what we said before, is Ladas Rav Gamliel himself is a chiyuv shvur because he holds that even with the shvur, with a nitva says loy mimin atani still chayv. Rav Gamliel over here is mishing ein according to the chachomim between the shittas of Admon and the chachomim. L'chol lefi his egen shita, there's no discussion. Now the way the Gemara and the Rishonim Mazbir this machlokes is that there's two ways to look at this type of case. Where he's tining Kadesh Shemen, he's really tining two things. He's tining on the Kadim and on the Shemen. The Hoido, however, was only on the can. So what do we see? We see that there's the Nitva is Moida on part of the Tvir, so it's Moida B'Miktsas. Or we see, no, there was two Tvirs that were lodged by Reuven and Bezdin. One was on Kadim, one was on Shemen. True, they went together. He said, you carried out Kadesh Shemen from my property. So I'm Teveyu on the Kadim and, of course, on the Shemen. That's the Iker. He's moided to him on the Kankanim. So if it's two Tvias, and he's moided on one of them, so on one of them he's a moided, and one he's a Kaiva Bakal, so there's no Shvur. And again, Rav Gamliel is saying, Royani is Devei Admoin, that I hear it as a Chelik of the Tvias. Lamaisa, this is the Mashmos of the Sugi over here in Shvuas. Like we said, this Mishnah also shows up in the 13th Perek of Ksubis, come out by the end of the Masech. And over there, it sounds from the Gemara that the Hezbin, the Machlokes, is slightly different. You can look over here, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings the Sugya. It's based on his reading of the Rav over here. The Rav in Ksubis, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings both Hezbarim. Over there, the Mashmos would be that the nature of Admon is that when he's Teveya, well, Admon is poshit. It's mimin atayna. It's part of the tvir is recognized by the nitva. The chachom's counter taina ein oidom mimin atayna is because when hatoyin lechaveri, when the tevis is kadesh shemen, he means the shemen. He doesn't mean the kadin. The kadin is such a toughful, so minor next to the shemen. He's really only being tevir the shemen. So when he's moid on the kankanim, that's not mimin atayna. The tvir was on the shemen. The Nitva answers him back, I owe you empty jugs. What does jugs have to do with Shemen? It's true, when he was Tevei, the Shemen with the jugs, but really the Tvi is on the Shemen. So that we see is Loimi Minatayna, that's the Machlaikis. Zei L'chor V'Altzachoyz G'zen in the Sugi and Ksubis. Ta'anoi, Kelim V'Karkoiz. Reuven is Tevei Shimon, Kelim V'Karkoiz. He says, you took a house from me and a car. Car is Metaltlin, it's Kelim. He's moide that he carjacked him. He's not masking that he owes him the house. He says the house was mine.
Karkois v'kofa b'kelim. It says the other way. Halach is potter.
There's no machlokes in this because we're going to have a Mishnah, a klal, that the whole discussion of karkois is not relevant in the parsha of Shavuos Moedim Mikzas, Doidob Moedim Mikzas. Any tainu kvira on karkois does not create a situation of Shavuos. So it's not relevant. Hoide b'mikzas karkois, if he's a moide b'mikzas on the karkois, but he's koifer in this case on the kelim, he's potter, because again, there's a hoido on the karka, and hoido of the karka is not mechayev shvua. However, b'mikzas hakelim, he's tevehim karka and kelim, and he's moide on part of the kelim. He was koifer on part of the kelim, so you have a moide mikzas on the kelim, and he was also a koifer on the karkois. Chayev, the fact that there's no mechayev of shvua on the karka, and the karka was put together with kelim, doesn't sabotage the ability to create a chiyuv shvua b'neger kelim. And the Mishnah speaks it out. Shanachosim she'en lehem achrayis zoikikim nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis lishov aleihem. Not only will there be a shvua on the kelim, there'll be a shvua on the whole thing. Why? This is what's known as Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua is a cloud that even where something inherently doesn't have a chiyuv shvua, but where it became a discussion between the two parties of a chiyuv shvua, misiba A, that can mimela be megalgul, can mimela turn also and schlep in to the shvua and to the mechayev of the shvua, also something that there wouldn't be a chiyuv shvua. So over here, since there's a tainu kvira, a moide b'miktas on the kelim, it'll schlep in a chiyuv shvua as well on the karka. The other examples of this idea, we learned this out from Psukim in Parsha Soita. The Torah says that the Mashbiah, the woman that she was in Mizana, she says, Omein, the Pasuk says, Omein, Omein. So Gemara says, there's Omein on things that the situation, which means she secluded herself, she was Mesiachid, with somebody that her husband warned her about, that's Chayiv Shvua. We see that something in front. Not only that, but once she's already made a Shvua that she was in Mizana with this person, she's mechuyev, the husband brings up somebody else, she's mechuyev to swear that she wasn't mezana with somebody else, even though there's no smoke, there's no drora, mechtesi. It's not my husband, mechayev, his wife, a shvua, she wasn't mezana. Once there's a chi of shvua, legabe this sofik, so then he can shlep in other sveikas. So the Gemara uses this extensively in other type of cases. Over here, there's no chi of shvua on karka, but once there's a chi of shvua on the taveh of a nitva, mitzad the kelim, you can shlep in the karka also. Mishnah Dalet, Ein Nishboren Al Tainas Cheresh Shoyte V'Kotten. The Taina that creates a Chiyuv Shvua has to be a Taina from a Bar Das. That's an interesting thing to point out. The Chsorin of a Tainas Cheresh Shoyte V'Kotten is we don't look at that as a Tvia. Tvias are somebody knowledgeable that could generate a Mechayev of a Shvua. Ruvain is Tevea Shimon, and Shimon's Moedan have to Tvia. Oh, it's a Mechayev of a Shvua. So what happens if we could say we don't really need a strong tvia? That says when Reuven tevei Shimon for a halva, for a hezek, so Reuven has to know what he's talking about. It has to be a tvias bori. Reuven has to say, I know that you owe me $100. I know you smashed my fender. And then he says, no, I didn't really smash your fender. I only nicked it. Or I didn't borrow from you $100. I only borrowed $50. That's a moedim mikzas. There is one type of shvua mederaisa where you don't need a tvias bori, a shvua shaimrim. Reuven gave a pikodoin to Shimon, and now he says, where's the chayfetz back? And Shimon says, it was stolen. It died. Now, Reuven doesn't know better, because Reuven wasn't there. Reuven says, I'm not mechuyev to believe you. Say, back it up with the shua. He challenges him, but the challenge of Reuven doesn't have to be b'teres bari, because the challenge over here that was b'teres bari was the etzem, where's my pikodoin? Even though he doesn't know what happened to it, that's called a tvias bari. So over here also, if we know, and the nitva, the shemer, is not challenging that he received the pikadon, that's your tviya's bari. You don't need also that the tviya of where's the behema should be with the knowledge of the tevea where the behema is, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if the tevea now is a chesed v'katan. The general case, of course, will be where Reuven entrusted Shimon, he gave him a shmira, and then Reuven died, and now we're tining on behalf of the children, or the person was nishtatu, we're tining on behalf of him. We don't need to be, or let's say it's a cotton that's being teveh and beznan, something that his father was mayushim, and he says, where's the sheep that my father had?
he doesn't need to be a bari, because we know that the shmir took place, that the begotten took place. So that would be enough. Vein mashbien es hakotten. We never place a shvu on a cotton. We have to add, the Rishonim add a chiddush over here, that even shvuas which are mandated midrabbonon, even a shvuas hesis, which is not a shvuah bechlal that we find in the Mishnah. For instance, by a koifra hakoil, there is no shvuah. We said many times, a koifra hakoil is not a moed v'mikta, it's not chayv a shvuah. The Amiroyim, Rav Nachman was mechadish a shvuah kala without a sefer Torah, it's called a shvuas hesis. A koton, we do not place a burden of him on a shvuah. Av nishboim lekoton, Ula Hegdish. When somebody is coming to collect from Ketanim, which L'chaira happens when a person died and he left over his Yerushma Ketanim, but he left over Chavis against his estate, and now the creditors, the Malvim, are coming to collect money from his Yisoimim, in that case, V'hayyorid L'nichse Yisoimim Al Tipora Ela B'Shvua. The Sugis are Sugis and Ksubis Barichus. There's a bazunda din that we protect Nechosim and Yisoyim. The Pashto says, because the Yisoyim can't defend themselves. They don't know what happened to their father. Maybe their father put aside money, maybe he deposited money for a peroyin. Vinish vid is a cloud that we're not yerid lenichsi Yisoyim, except through the Shvuah. The same thing is true lehegdish, which means if somebody was magdish Nechosim, he was magdish kelim to bed the kabayis, or a house to bed the kabayis, L'chor, not kelim, a house, because guvaino minich nechosim is from karka, not from metaltlin. Shibudim are collectible. When a person is collecting from a loive, he can collect from anything. Collect literally up until the shirt on the loive's back. I feel me al glimid al kasve. But when you're collecting not from the bal choiv himself, the gvir could only be from where there's a shibud. And the shibud only exists by karka. We only see a lien on the property, on the real estate, not on the metaltlin. So we're talking about over here where somebody gave his house to Hegdish. And because of that, it belongs to Hegdish, but the existing lien is still there. And by the way, with a house, that makes sense. But there are certain things that a person could give to Hegdish where the kedusha of the Hegdish is mafkir midei shibud. Where a person was magdish a behema for a korban or something else that could be kodosh, kedushas haguf, which means anything that could be used for klishoris, or a behema that's a korban. It's not just property of hegdish, but we see it as hegdish itself. So memela over there, we have a klal of hegdish koinem v'shichru mafkiyem midei shibud. The kedusha of hegdish, or something which is also with a koinem, or let's say he's Meshachar and Eved that has on him a Shibud, and then he's Meshachar, then he becomes a Yid, the Kedusha Yisrael, or Chomitz, something has a Din Chomitz, which is the Isser HaGuf, has a power to be Mafkir, Shibudim that are on it, those things take off Shibudim. So we're talking over here about something that was given to Bede Kabayis. It's property of Hegdish. Hegdish cannot be taken advantage of. And Chazal protected the rights of Hegdish that always a shvuah has to be made, despite the fact that the Gizbar of Hegdish does not have a counterclaim, Beteris Vadai, to be able to counteract his claim of a shvuah. His claim that money is owed. Afilochi could only collect with a shvuah. There's a lot to say on these dinim. We'll see more in Yetz Hashem in a few prokim, more protim, legabe these dinim of Gvir Mimishubodim.